This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Friday, August 3rd, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media partner of the 2018 TCF Style Expo taking place in Atlanta on August 11th and 12th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Marie Dene is a plus-size business expert and the editor-in-chief of The Curvy Fashionista, a fashion and style blog that is a one-stop shop for all things curvy, confident, and chic. In 2017, she was honored as the Route 100's list of the most influential African Americans and was a recipient of the Network Journal's 2018 40 Under 40 Achievement Award. Marie has been featured in Ebony, Essence, Lucky Magazine, Glamour Magazine, Black Enterprise Magazine, Marie Claire Italia, The London Times, The Wall Street Journal, Madame Noir, Shape Magazine, The Los Angeles Times, and more. She is also the creator of the TCF Style Expo, an annual plus-size shopping event where women and men bond over style, entertainment, and empowerment. This year, the Curvy Fashionista's 10 is making a 10-year anniversary, and Marie will celebrate the milestone with a party during the TCF Style Expo. The 2018 TCF Style Expo will be taking place in Atlanta on August 11th and 12th at the Cobb Galleria Center, and we're going to get the inside scoop today. Let's welcome Marie to the show. Hi, Marie.
Hello. Sorry, had to move inside. How are you?
I'm good. You got me up bright and early today.
I did. So, I got your coffee?
You know I don't drink coffee. I have water.
Well, there you go. Coffee, water, Coke, something.
So, before we talk about the expo, let's talk about your brand, The Curvy Fashionista, which is turning 10 this year. Now,
I know, that's so weird, right?
Yes. Now, in 2008, when you started this blog, did you even imagine the things that have come to fruition with your brand, or has this blogging journey just exceeded your expectations?
I mean, both. I had no idea. I had literally no idea. I didn't know what I was creating. I just knew that I was kind of being obedient to like the spirit for me, and just taking leaps of faith, like, let's try this. Can this work? Okay. Or taking pushes from someone like you who encouraged me to do my very, very, very first blog anniversary party.
Yes. You actually have not had an anniversary party since you moved to Atlanta, right? We had a little hiatus with those.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, Expo took over, and that has kind of been where my focus has been. And so this year, turning 10, I'm like, yo, we could do this here. Can we make this happen? Is this still doable?
So how do you think your blog has evolved over the last 10 years?
Well, now we're transitioning into a digital publication, right? So I have, when I say we, I have a team now. Like, it's more than just myself. We're actually in this interesting transition phase of, kind of auditing our content, our deliverables, our voice, our, you know, kind of how we engage, and we're going to be shaking some things up. And so, you know, before it was just me. And, you know, me trying to share and give resources. But now we have a team that kind of adds a little bit more depth. And now, so we're going to be challenging ourselves to bring more meat to the table.
So does that mean now you're really not just a fashion blogger? You're just,
right.
Is it lifestyle or is what title would it be now?
It's a plus size digital publication. So it's a lifestyle digital publication.
Got it. Now, also over the last few years, you've become more vulnerable with your readers and sharing more of your personal experiences. Now, what made you make that change?
Well, you know, part of it has to do with facing myself and
mm-hmm.
really being honest with myself. I was dealing with depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
I started therapy. And what I have learned is, like, the more that I am transparent, like, it becomes helpful not only for me, but, you know, my readers, like, they know that they're not alone. I think a lot of times
right.
on social media, there's this pressure to be perfect, to be kind of something kind of out of reach that you idealize. And it's not always perfect. You're looking at a curated snapshot in someone's life. Like, my life is not like that.
Right.
You're lucky if I put on makeup that today, you know, so it's
right.
and a bra, but, you know, it's, I'm just saying, you know, so for me, it's, there's a lot of, the process is always something that you're always trying to look for, especially when there are other bloggers, other business owners, other entrepreneurs who are on this journey too. And sometimes knowing that you're not alone is probably the biggest lifesaver.
Right, right. And so going into what you said about how social media is a snapshot and not the entire picture, everybody wants to be a blogger now. There's an oversaturation of bloggers, I think, due to Instagram. But let's talk about some of the hard work and the struggle and the stress behind the scenes that no one sees that it takes to be a make a full-time career out of blogging.
I mean, it's crazy, right? Because there's always this assumption that someone's balling out of control, that someone's like
right.
just making the most money. I've had conversations with other publishers, designers, business owners, and we all laugh because we've all had a varying level of someone thinking that we're like way, we're loaded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically. And it's like, boo, nah, like, You know, if there have been months where I'm like, oh, my God, okay, rent's paid, bill's paid. Oh, my God, I didn't think that was going to happen. Where you're chasing a vendor's payment from, like, 60 days ago. Or you're
right.
chasing, you know, you kind of have to be really innovative in creating these various revenue streams. So that way you can make sure and ensure that your bills get paid, that you're able to eat. And eat well,
right.
that you're able to take care of the basics sometimes. And there are times where, you know, it's like, damn, I got to go to this event, but, you know, how am I going to pay for parking? Or,
right. And sometimes people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's the littlest things. And a lot of times, like, we can get so caught up in ourselves that we don't see, like, other people are struggling too. They are struggling
right.
maybe a little bit different than yours,
right.
but or they may not share it or they may not speak on it, but it doesn't take away from yours or theirs at all.
Right. And I think sometimes, too, since you work from home, people think that's stress-free, but working from home for yourself can be as stressful
Girl,
as a 9-to-5 job.
You turn into a hermit. You're craving, you know, conversation, contact, like, outside of social media and online. You want that in person, let's have a glass of wine and talk about life, right? Sometimes,
right.
like, it's just turning off. Because
right.
when you do work from home, you're constantly working. And learning
right.
how to kind of set those boundaries and parameters around that can be just as challenging. So I think sometimes, like, when I see people who go to Starbucks and are working, I envy that. I'm like, damn, I wish I started off like that because I would have had a different perception about coming home, right?
Mm.
Or even some of those offices, those work offices,
mm-hmm.
like those, like the like, you know, where you can rent
the
office
shared workspaces.
Yeah, shared workspaces. Like, those are brilliant. I wish I had those at the start, because I think, again, it would be like a different mindset. Now getting out of the house is like a hell of a feat.
Right. Now, despite it all, you have been able to achieve phenomenal things with your brand. And just keeping the blog afloat is stressful. What made you want to add a major expo to your plate?
Honestly, it was vision. It was being afraid. It was getting a kick in the ass from my cousin. It was, you know, really a lot of different things that just kind of added up. And when I moved here, like, it was optimal. My cousin was like, boom, here you go. Here's your game plan. Let's put it to action. Here's the place. We can do it here. And from there, it just has grown each year. And it's very interesting to see just, like, how it's continuing to grow, and like the vision of what I've had, and how it's supported, and how people are getting, you know, seeing and understanding. Like, we don't have like a one central place where we can shop all these brands that are just for us. We don't.
Right.
And so, but that's also like celebratory, fun, party, you know, like engaging and all kind of fun and real like happy and safe. Right. And so this is the, you know, the impetus for that. And it's literally almost like taking the blog from online to offline.
Right. And so you mentioned your cousin giving you a push to do this expo. So let's give a shout out to your team that helps make this happen every year.
Oh, my gosh. So you have Kristen and Brandy. Kristen is my cousin who's been a part of supporter of the brand. And she brings like her kind of her background's in political organizations, so she brings that structure, right? Then you have Brandy, who brings in, she's our logistics and event planner. She handles all the events for the team, for the Curvy Fashionista brands. So anything we do, from the cruise to our brunches, any of those things, like, Brandy has her hand in it. Then we have Pepper, who handles like the bloggers and social media. We have Francis, who's in charge of our vendors, along with Tasha, who assists her. We have Auntie G, is my aunt for reals, Gretchen, who is over registration. You have Centaur, who's over volunteers. You have Kirk, who is our big and tall partner with XL Tribe. You have my mom, who's our stage manager. You have Kim Beyer, who is over our speakers. Like, there's a whole team. And then you got Kendrika, who came on board, and she's helping us with our strategic marketing and website. And then we have Tierney, who is our PR.
Nice.
I feel like I'm missing someone, but don't kill me.
So isn't it much more effective and pleasant having a team instead of being a one-woman show doing these type of things?
Yes, and you know, the biggest struggle is actually letting the team do their work.
Right.
Because as a, you know, this is my baby. Letting go and, like, empowering them to make those decisions has been the biggest lesson for me over these past 2 years. Right?
Right,
like really learning how to step aside and let this person lead and do their thing rather than jumping in and, you know, interjecting or taking it away, like learning how to be calm in that. Leadership is a whole different learning curve, especially when it's your baby.
Right, right, because you feel if something goes wrong, it makes you look bad. They don't know, everybody doesn't know the team.
Right, right, but they're learning them.
Right. So besides the team, another element that helps make everything run is the sponsors. So let's talk about some of your sponsors this year.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So we have MVP, who's coming back. We have Ella Cleveland, Bryant, Catherine, City Chic, Cricket,
some of this stuff isn't up on the website yet.
Yeah, some of them we've just closed and we haven't had the chance to update yet. But we have Bandolettes,
Big Fig, Sassy Jones Boutique, Dina Fashion, who is sponsoring our kickoff Curvy Social event on Friday night. We have Med Zone, Play Zone, Chub Rub, that kind of works with the Chub Rub. We have, Sassy Jones Boutique. They're a jewelry company out of a jewelry boutique out of Virginia. We have Sally Beauty.
I know.
and so we have a couple more that we're looking to finalize this week. And so I'm really excited. It's literally down to the wire.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're getting down to like days
and shout
before
out
the
to,
event.
Yeah. And shout out to J. Jill Cosmetics. Like they're providing the makeup for our models this year, and they're a local Atlanta-based makeup brand.
Nice, nice. So you have a excellent group of sponsors, and this is the first year that the event is 3 days, right?
Yeah, so Friday we've added for our blogger mastermind. Oh, which reminds me, like that's our sponsor, Mediavine, who is my ad server, and they provide like tons of information around blogging and digital publications. So Mediavine is our sponsor, and they'll be presenting a specific block of time at our blogger mastermind around how to make your content work better for you. And
nice.
So, yeah.
Explain to me a little bit more about Mediavine, because I was confused a little bit about what they do. Are they like a service kind of like Google Ads where you get the ad content
with more money? Yeah, but with more money.
Oh, got it.
But they also provide a lot of resources like understanding how to work better with Pinterest. They give a lot of education. So for me, I learn a lot about some of the more structural things around the website. So yes, they have their display ad brand. So you will find like my ads, they're run by Mediavine. And they really, but in addition to that, like they have weekly Facebook Lives where they're teaching us stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's really empowering. I'm really excited to have them on board. They're excited to be delving into the plus size fashion space. So it's really exciting to see.
So are there any more spaces left for the Blogger Mastermind, or is that sold out?
There are additional spaces left for the Blogger Mastermind. So what's interesting about the Blogger Mastermind ticket, not only will you get the Friday all day with lunch provided, gift bag, a special Q&A with Shantae Burkett of Everything Curvy and Chic, you will also get your two-day VIP pass for the weekend.
Nice.
So it includes all of that.
So all bloggers that plan on attending the expo definitely should be there.
Yes, they should.
And so then Friday night
is also like the first time that I've, you know, been I'm stepping out and really teaching them what I know. Like I'll answer questions on the side, inboxes, emails or whatever on the phone, but now this is the first time I'm actually teaching in a class setting and walking through all these different details. I am giving it.
Okay, I didn't catch that part. I didn't know you were teaching. So it's like you're the main teacher, and then Shantae and the sponsor are saying something too, or how is the setup?
So it starts off like I have a whole day of content. Our lunchtime Q&A is with Shantae, and then one of the class times, one of the hour blocks is with Mediavine.
Got it. So then after that, Friday night is the Curvy Social kickoff party.
It is.
That's exciting. Now that's going to be in a different location from the expo,
and
correct?
We did that. Right, and we did that because, you know, we wanted to kind of continue to evolve. And even though we've done networking, it was more of a networking event in the past. Like, some people wanted to turn up and have some fun. So we decided to let that be, you know, like the soft kickoff for that, right? So that Saturday night we could really have some fun with our newly added hashtag is the party.
So let's go through the whole weekend. Let's start with day one and tell me some of the highlights of day one.
So we have like a couple of different things happening. So we have, let me pull up the schedule so I don't forget anything. So we have a fun dance performance with 432. We have panels like the Male Body Image Project, the Size 20 and How to Navigate It, the MVP Collection Fashion Show, Cosplay panel, as well as the Freelance Model 101.
Now, this year, some of the panels will be on the main stage, and then some of them will be in a separate room?
Correct. We have different things going on throughout the day.
Nice. And so, day two highlights.
Let's see. So then we have, hold on a second. Quick edit, hold on. So day two is, so all doors, so just so you know, doors open at 12 each day and mm-hmm. close at 6. So the next day we have Where Does Plus Size Fitness Fit in the Industry? Ashley Nell Tipton is giving a stage talk about her journey to self-acceptance. We have Plus Size on the big and small screen. We have an XL Tribe fashion show. We have Beyond Modeling, the many ways to be involved in the community, and a workshop about how to look good in pictures, which is I'm excited about this one because everyone sends us emails about, like, how can we pose? So, like, how do we, you know, take good pictures? How do we learn how to take good pictures? So this is for the everyday woman who wants to learn her angles, right? Learn,
right.
like, the little slight changes so that way when they do take pictures, they're not feeling like they need to hide. They know which angles work best for them.
Nice. Now, will tickets be available at the door both days of the expo?
Yes.
And is it
yes.
the same price at the door, or does it cost more when you get it at the door?
I'm not 100% sure on that one. I think it
okay.
does go up at the door.
All right. So just in case, you better get your tickets in advance.
Right.
And I know you're still securing things up to days before. So is this the final schedule or will a couple of things
be... Keep your eyes peeled because different things will be added.
Nice. Now, am I having a co-host this year?
You are.
So that hasn't
you
been
are.
Announced yet.
It and he's actually going to be announced either later today or first thing on Monday.
Okay, so do we want to say it now or wait for the announcement?
Oh, we'll wait.
Okay. So this weekend is going to be fabulous because it's been fabulous every year and it just keeps getting bigger and better. And next year will be your 5th anniversary of the expo. Now, how are you going to outdo yourself when it's time to celebrate 5 years?
I don't know yet. We have a lot of ideas, but it's about like really making sure done right? So it's not just
right.
throwing something up there. It's like really giving people something to like really work with and have fun with.
Right. And if this isn't enough, after the expo, you have another event that is scheduled, the TCF Cruise.
I know, right?
11th and 15th. Now,
yes.
Are you planning both things at the same time?
Kind of, but Brandy is like a boss, right? So Brandy is helping us with that as well.
Nice. And
but
Brandy
this is why
is a
it's important to have a team.
Plan. Right. So are spots still available for the cruise?
Yes, but now the price is raised. So once we get the updated price from the venue, from the cruise line, then we'll, you know, let people, because even at the expo, if you're trying to buy a last-minute ticket to the expo, you totally can, to the cruise, you could totally do that at the expo.
And the cruise has some special guests on the cruise as well. Do you know off the top of your head? Because I know you're all about the expo right now, but do you know the cruise?
I am. We actually have a group. We're going on a TCF cruise, and we announce everything in there. So I would push people there to know and understand what's happening with the with our special guests.
Perfect.
Right now I'm like in total expo mode.
I know, but I wouldn't be a good interviewer if I didn't ask you about it, everything.
I appreciate you, babe.
So do you have anything else happening that we can be on the lookout for?
I think we covered it, girl. I think right now we covered it. I have something that we're trying to work on for September, a little day trip to the wine country.
Okay. So that will be
birthday.
In California?
So we'll see.
Wine country is in California?
Well, I mean, wine country is in California, but they have like a wine, I guess, not country, but county in Georgia.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. Well, you are very busy, and I'm so proud of you. I have known you since the beginning of your blogger journey. So I have seen you grow from 10 years ago to now, and I am so proud of you.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate it. That means a lot from you.
So continued success with everything. I will see you this weekend. Well, not this weekend, but the next. I don't want to cut out the days.
Right? I'm trying to take every single one I have.
But before you go, tell us your official websites and social media pages.
Yeah, so you can catch me on thecurvyfashionista.com, on Instagram at thecurvyfashionista, tcfstyleexpo.com, and TCF Style Expo on Instagram, Twitter, and our hashtag, TCF Style Expo.
And one more thing before we go. Do you know what you're wearing during the expo?
Oh, all kind of stuff.
Oh, you got all your outfits?
Not all of them, but most of them.
Okay, I was going to say, you're better than me because I haven't even started yet.
Love it.
So I'm going to let you go because I know you got the more planning to do. So I'll see you soon and break a leg when I get to Atlanta. I'm excited to see you.
Thank you so much, Shanice.
All right. Talk to you later.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So thank you to our fabulous guest, Marie Denae, and make sure you attend the TCF Style Expo happening in Atlanta, August 11th and 12th. The website again is tcfstyleexpo.com. I've been your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
Been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.